Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Benjamin Bernstein. He's an author, spiritual teacher, and founder of the Instant Divine Assistance Invocation System. Welcome to the show, Benjamin.
Thank you, AJ. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome to the show, Benjamin. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk right now. We'll be talking about healing and awakening. So my first question to you, Benjamin, is to help us understand, how do you see these two things, healing and awakening, how similar they are and how different they are?
Really, I find that one leads to the other. I find that if a person is doing really effective healing work, it automatically opens them to deeper levels of spiritual awakening. And the image I use to describe this, I call this the great onion of consciousness, which I talk about in my book. The idea is my experience as a shamanic practitioner and doing a bunch of plant spirit ceremonies is each of us has a higher self, a spiritual aspect that created the human part. The higher self is kind of watching over it, dropping hints, you know, hoping that the human will carry out the agenda for the lifetime that it kind of set up. And that part of us you could think of as a big ball of light. It's ecstasy, bliss, euphoria. It feels really awesome. And it has a consciousness way beyond what most humans experience. So why are our human parts not getting the full measure of that divine consciousness is because around that big old ball of light are dark onion layers. And each of these layers is an unhealed wound or trauma. It might be from this lifetime, might be from a past life. So what I experience all the time myself and what I help guide my clients and Awakening Plus members through is every time you do a good piece of shadow work, every time you face that trauma and skillfully clear it once and for all, that onion layer falls away. The light from the higher self is brighter. It shines forth more vividly. And you have an automatic awakening increase just by doing a good piece of psychological or emotional healing. And you don't even have to ask for it. It just happens automatically. And my experience with awakening is it seems to be infinite, just goes on and on and on. So there's always another level to heal. And when you do it successfully, you're rewarded with another uptick, a new higher baseline of wonderful, ecstatic, divine consciousness that just becomes your regular experience.
Right, Benjamin. So I want to understand a bit of your own journey about this whole process, you know, coming to teaching all these things. Is that tell us a bit about yourself so that the audience understands who is Benjamin Bernstein actually with regards to these two things.
Well, I'm 64, so it's been a long journey, but I'll try to make it very concise. Until I was 41, I was born and raised in Oklahoma here in the United States and had more mainstream jobs. At the age of 41, I got this bug in my body. I need to be a professional singer-songwriter. So I left this very well-paying, very comfortable, high-benefit sales job and moved halfway across the country to Asheville, North Carolina, which is sort of a new age haven, and went full-time following my life purpose and said, I'll never do anything that isn't my life purpose for money anymore. And at that time, I thought that was my ultimate destination, but what did I know? You know, after trying a few years to be a professional singer-songwriter and, you know, enjoying artistic success, but not so much financial success, I got interested in astrology and then trained, became a professional astrologer. A few years after that, I was invited to a plant spirit ceremony, a psychoactive, shamanic ritual. At first, I started with San Pedro, the psychoactive cactus, then moved on to ayahuasca, the psychoactive plant medicine. And that blew the lid off my doors of perception. And I was called to be a shaman. Who knew, right? So I'm now a shamanic practitioner after a few years. And then I get asked, I need a life coach. Can you do that for me? My astrology clients and my shamanic healing clients are asking this. So I learned how to be a life coach and I do that. And then this online membership I now have called Awakening Plus Blossoms. And now instead of doing in-person shamanizing and helping people that way, I have this online membership where people can, from their own homes, have really powerful experiences of healing and awakening and connection with fellow seekers and, you know, do it all on Zoom or do it in our archive afterwards. So And I was then given these invocations in one of my ayahuasca ceremonies that you mentioned, the instant divine assistance invocations. That became a book about a year and a half ago. And one reason I'm here today is because these are such amazing tools, and they're totally free and really easy to learn. At some point, I'd like to tell people how to do them before we're done. And so many people have said, oh my gosh, I've been on a spiritual path for years, tried all these, you know, laborious techniques, and I can just say seven or eight words and my higher self will awaken me while I just let it happen, or it will bring me healing while I just feel the healing happening. So these invocations, you know, this is not a new idea. People have been praying and invoking for millennia, but the particular way these work, people tell me, is a little bit different than what they've encountered before and seems a lot easier than other similar techniques they've tried.
Right, Benjamin. So what do people generally expect from you? What is it that they want for themselves from you? What are their general questions to you?
Okay, well, it depends which of my services they're seeking. I have two main hats. I do individual client work, and my site for that is astroshaman.com. And there, I have three hats there. I can do astrology work, I can do shamanic healing work, and I can be a life coach. The other big hat, I mentioned my Awakening Plus membership, which is at awakeningplus.com. And people can check that out and be part of this online community. We have like a dozen Zoom events every month, very powerful healing and awakening. The price is crazy low. I want to keep it affordable for folks. So what I try to do is, you know, I've done so much one-on-one work for so many years. I'm now trying to, can I do one thing and help hundreds or thousands of people at the same time? So the membership allows me to do very powerful processes. And the Awakening Plus container itself, what I've learned in like my plant spirit work, like with ayahuasca, is when you've got a group of a couple dozen people, it's more powerful than if it's just two or three people. And in the same way, Awakening Plus, we get 50, 75 people on a Zoom call, and we're all doing the spiritual process together. It gets really powerful. So the Awakening Plus container not only shows people how to do stuff, but it creates the energetic setup where you are supported by everyone else doing it too. And we all lift each other up.
Right, Benjamin. So you talk about, you know, spiritual awakening in 10 seconds. Means, what does it mean? Is it just a way of putting it, or is it that easy? People generally talk about that it takes a lot of time to come to this level.
Well, my experience is with the embodied awakening invocation, most people can hit a basic awakening in like 5 or 10 minutes, even if they've never meditated before. Again, remember, the awakened being is what you actually are. You've just forgotten. You have a veil of delusion or illusion that's preventing your human part from being aware of that. The key distinction between this tool and many other tools is in the invocations, you talk to your higher self, the part that created the human part, the part that's already very awake. And you say, hey, why don't you do this for me? And it's eight words. The words are maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. If you say those words to your higher self, and then you become completely passive. I mean, just, you're just resting. You're either feeling energy moving, if you can feel that, or you're just feeling your breath come and go passively. I mean, literally, people for the first time will often feel a very powerful shift. And they'll know they're in embodied awakening if they can say yes to these four things. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's there, you're locked in, at least at a basic awakening. Now, awakening, as I said earlier, is an infinite spectrum. I had a big lock-in awakening back in 2012. It was so ecstatic, I was wondering if I'd hit the whole jackpot. It was so far beyond anything I could have imagined. Since then, the awakenings just keep getting deeper. And the people I know several people who I consider much more awake than me. And we all agree, we don't know if there's a finish line. It's like it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper all the time. So I love the fact that, you know, you can always get more wonderfully into it and your life. And here's the other thing I want to emphasize. This is an embodied awakening. This is not a space out, I'm useless kind of awakening. This is awakening that makes everything you do in your human life better, more enjoyable, more effective, more capable. You see greater possibilities. And there's just nothing that doesn't get better the more embodied awakened you are.
Right. Then how do you get people started with this? Someone who is a normal person and he wants this awakening, spiritual awakening for himself or herself, or the healing part. How do you get them started for a person who is away from not near you, but say, suppose someone in India.
All right. Well, probably the simplest way, I've got a free video on my site people can have. This is a video is about an hour long, and it's edited down from a really lively live presentation I did a few months ago. And I actually lead them through all four types of my awakenings. Okay, I've been talking about the embodied awakening mainly here, but the invocations have four major flavors. One is, let's call in spiritual awakening. Another is, I've got something that needs healing, let's call healing in. A third version is, I want to be of service to someone else. I want to be a hollow reed, a pipeline, a conduit, and I want divine energy to flow through me to that person. And a fourth kind is, I want to call in a particular flavor of energy, and all the flavors are on tap all the time. You just call the flavor you want, and your higher self delivers it. So these are the four basic types of invocation, but they all work the same in that I ask my higher self to do it. And anybody, if they get to this video, which again is at astroshaman.com/invocations, they can get there anywhere from the world. And if they just follow that video, not only do I describe this stuff, I actually, in the course of the video, lead them through it on the video. And they're getting not only my energetic presence on the video, but again, this was done on a live Zoom call with a bunch of people. So the whole group field is there in the recording supporting them to do this. And I'm always a big fan of getting people, you know, to be able to do it on their own. So yeah, at first use the video or whatever tools they need. But get to where you can do it on your own without needing a video or anything else. You want to have that direct one-on-one with your higher self without needing an intermediary.
Right, Benjamin. Some people say, you know, they had a spiritual awakening. And so is that it? Afterwards, you don't need to be awakened and that your life is fully stable now? How does that work? Or it's a continuous process? How should people look at it?
I don't know. I hang out with a lot of awakened people. I don't know anyone who isn't still facing challenge. You know, we're in a very intense time on planet Earth right now. I literally don't know a single person who's just cruising in their comfort zone 100%, never get ruffled. Okay. So it's a process. And plus, a lot of us who are awakened are choosing to help process heavy energy for others who can't do it for themselves. So no one's getting a free ride that I'm aware of at the moment. But however, the benefits of embodied awakening are profound. As soon as you start getting into it, here's some of the things that you get that are just practical, daily, helpful. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace in your daily life. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. You don't have to figure things out so much because your intuition, just knowing what to do, works better. And you start getting this full body euphoria that starts lighting up. And these are just, you know, the first things that are easy to describe. The tricky thing about awakening, you start getting into it, you start having experiences that words can't even describe, that are magnificent beyond language. And those show up pretty quickly too. So actually the sad thing is most of the most amazing things about awakening, I can't verbalize because they're simply beyond language. But the practical benefits I gave should be enough to get people interested.
Are the founder of the Instant Divine Assistant Invocation System. What is this system about?
Okay, that's kind of what I just described. I described the four types of invocations for awakening, for healing, for flowing to others, for calling in a particular kind of energy. These were given to me by divine grace. I was in an ayahuasca ceremony first day of 2011, and these just got downloaded to me by the plant spirit herself. And she said, here, take these. And I tried them, and they worked beautifully for me. I tried them on other people after the ceremony. It worked for them. And then I started using it with people who had weren't in an altered state. They were just regular folks I was working with, and they worked very consistently. I'd say, you know, I've led thousands of people through these invocations for over 13 years. They work for the vast majority, probably over 99% have a significant helpful effect from them. Now, there was a handful that they said they didn't feel anything, but most people are find these really helpful. One way people can verify this, if they go to Amazon.com and check out the book. Can I say the title of the book?
Yeah.
It's called Instant, 15 words, Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. And just look at the reviews. There's almost 200 ratings as we record this. And a bunch of people who have never met me, never worked with anyone, who have only got this from the book, are exclaiming about the awakenings they're getting and the healings they're getting. And to me, if they can just get it out of the book, without ever interacting with me, and it's working for them, that's good, you know, to me, third-party evidence that this stuff works.
Right. So who is your book for? Is it for the layman, or is it someone who is actually struggling in life?
It's for anybody who wants the benefits I described earlier. If they want more harmony, flow, ease, and grace, if they want to take care of their responsibilities more responsibly, if they want to have more euphoria in their daily life, if they want their intuition to work better. I mean, basically, awakening is good for what ails you. Anything that's a problem, awakening is probably going to help it, and possibly in a very significant way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is much to learn from you about all those things, Benjamin. And I'm sure people would like to connect with you for all those things. So tell us, what is the best way for them to, you know, to learn more about you, from you, and also about your podcast? Tell us a bit about your podcast, Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. And also how people can, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
All right. The thing is, I could give 7 or 8 websites, but let's keep it simple. The one website where they can get to everything else is astroshaman.com, astroshaman.com. And everything links from there. If they want to specifically check out this invocation video I talked about, go to astroshaman.com/invocations. And if they're interested in that membership, where they can get, you know, personal support for their own process, that is called awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. And I guess finally, the book is like A to Z, everything I know about the invocations. It's a very comprehensive guide to all 4 types and subvariants. And I know in the U.S., Amazon.com has it. Again, the title is Instant Divine Assistance. That's enough to find it. And I know it's on many other international sites as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful.